Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark, and thank you for checking out this Texans Today podcast. I'm Drew Doherty. It's Saturday, January 9th, and the Texans are finished for the 2009 season after going 9-7. Earlier in the week, they cleaned out their lockers and also answered questions from the media. Veteran linebacker DeMeco Ryans had a lot on his mind, and he reflected on 2009 and what might be in store for 2010.
It's been a good season for us. We've improved overall as a team and go toe-to-toe with anyone. And know everyone has that confidence that we can come out winners, and we have a playoff caliber team. And we just have to find a way to, to handle our business early in the season and finish strong and go for a playoff run next year.
How do you use this experience, what you guys have done yesterday and over the past month, to help make it happen? You're in the playoffs.
Finishing the way we did on, finishing strong against the Patriots, man, that's what you go into the offseason, that's what you build off of. And we just want to build, especially on the defensive side, just find a way to get even better on defense and find a way to shut people out. And that's our goal as a defense, to be one of the top defenses in the league. And I think we can achieve that goal with the guys that we have. It's a matter of us just continuing to improve.
Four quarters of football, you guys did it yesterday. It's been a battling cry all season long, but to finally get that done, how much did that kind of...
It meant a lot that we had to fight all four quarters to get it done. It wasn't the tail of two halves. We went out and we played a complete game. It was a tough one. It was definitely a tough one, but it was hard work paid off. And you can see the way guys are fighting and scratching to make plays out there. And it's fun to watch. And that's why I love to be around the type of guys we have. There's no quitting, and we found a way to win that game.
How emotional yesterday was for you and the rest of these guys?
It's very emotional being, the first winning season in team history, to be a part of history and to, just to have something to do with it. It's special. Now we always go down as the first winning team in Texas history. That's big for us, and just look for many more of those winning seasons to come.
Speaking of special, your rookie next to you, he's going to be going to Pro Bowl with you. You guys have been able to establish one heck of a linebacking core. How special is that to be able to go within the Pro Bowl and just kind of what you guys have accomplished and the bond you have?
Man, it is very special, with Kush coming in as a rookie and, just played great football for us. And it's just, I appreciate him, the work ethic that he showed, even with the injuries, just battling through it and still pushing, not complaining, just out there giving it up for the team. I admire him for that. And he's a great player, and it's good having him on my side. And, it made me step my game up also to, step up and play on his level, which he's been doing a great job. And it's fun to have a guy besides you that you can compete with and, see who's going to make the most plays this game. It's fun, because we're both two true competitors, and we go at it at everything. So it's fun for both of us to go to the Pro Bowl. It's going to be a great experience for the both of us, and we're going to have a great time.
The last time as a rookie, you get to rail him for being a rookie Pro Bowler, right?
Yes, rookie time is running out on me. I hate that. I still got to get a couple of dinners out of him or something before the time's run out. But he still has three games next season.
Also answering questions from the media was 2009 Defensive Rookie of the Year, Brian Cushing. He, too, talked about the 2009 campaign and much, much more.
I kind of figured out that first quarter they weren't going to win, maybe that first drive. it was rough, but, that's on us. If we won one, two more games, we wouldn't have to worry about all that, But knowing that now and the momentum we have going into the offseason, I think we're pretty positive about our team right now. We know we can play with anyone. You look at all the games this year, and even the losses were games. And, we're definitely in that. And, like I said, we have that momentum going.
OTAs, training camp, 16 games later. What's the difference?
positions?
Just sore right now. You know, it's been a long season, but mentally, just a much smarter football player. You know, I'm much more advanced than I was this time last year, and you know, just a good way to start off a career. You know, I'm happy about how everything turned out this year. You know, of course, the playoffs would have been nice, but you know, now we know what we have to do for next season.
What did you find out about yourself?
You know, I can play in this league. You know, that's the bottom line. Everyone comes in and you have that question and you worry about stuff and you hear about things, about the mental adjustments and stuff like that. And then, you know, you come in and you know you can do it. You know, and that's the big thing.
How proud are you of the progress of the defense from early in the season to the end?
I am. You know, just the advances we made. We couldn't even stop the run the first three games, and then, you know, teams could hardly run us by the end of the season. And just overall, I felt that we had a lot of confidence. We were very aggressive, and the attitude of the defense was very dominant.
Do you feel like going 9-7 will help going into next season, maybe give you a little leg up?
I definitely think so. You know, I think that's just the momentum. You know, we know what we have to do next season now. We know the capabilities we have, and, you know, like I said, there's a lot of momentum. The biggest thing I remember, I mean, yesterday was probably, you know, one of those things. You know, down 27-13, and just showed how much heart, how much confidence, and how much we believed in each other. You know, came back and, you know, beat a team that might win the Super Bowl. You know, and that's something special.
When the league announces Defensive Rookie of the Year on Wednesday, how bad do you want that?
I mean, that'd be nice. You know, there's no question that's something I want. But it's not up to me. You know, it's out of my hands right now, and, you know, whatever happens, happens with it.
What's your off-season regimen going to be? I mean, how much are you going to let your body just rest?
Yeah, you know, probably take about 2-3 weeks off, you know, and then, you know, I got to be in some kind of shape, you know, come January 31st, you know. I don't want to go out there and hurt myself, so, I mean, I'll get myself up for that, and, you know, just kind of stay in shape the whole off-season. You know, I'll definitely be a little bit easier considering, you know, I haven't stopped working out since, what, almost 2 years ago, considering, you know, last year's combine prep and pro days and all that, so, I mean, it's been a long haul, so, you know, I'll definitely take some time off, but not too much.
Will you have to have any kind of work done, any plate surgery or anything?
You know, I'm not sure. Yeah, we'll look at a couple things. You know, I'm doing the exit physicals right now, and everything looks pretty good. You know, I'll go see a hand specialist today to just see what we want to do with the finger, and, you know, everything's pretty good, though.
The wheel, the foot to the ankle?
The foot's actually good. You know, I met with Dr. Varner yesterday, and everything was clear with that, and, you know, I'm good to go with the foot. Yeah.
Is it broken?
Yeah, it's broken. Yeah, it's broken.
Right.
You know, most likely not. You know, that's the bottom line right now. And but, you know, you never know. You're going to see the hand specialist and see what he wants to do.
Football time in Houston. And